It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Two ballot initiatives backed by conservative groups kick off their campaigns today. One measure would lower the state's income tax rate, and the other would require workers to approve any new large fees. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The conservative group Colorado Rising Action is behind both measures. Michael Fields heads the organization and says COVID-19 makes an income tax reduction even more necessary.
Things are really bad, but this small cut could help fuel or kickstart the economy.
Field says it's also a response to a different tax proposal from the left that would raise the tax rate for the top 5% of earners. New emergency rules will give ballot initiative petitioners more flexibility to collect signatures. Instead of getting signatures in person, they could also do it digitally or by mail. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Drug overdose deaths are rising across Colorado. Here's Denverite's Esteban Hernandez.
Fatal drug overdoses in Colorado rose between 2018 and 2019. That's according to numbers from the state's health agency, which show a 9% increase in drug deaths during that time. In 2019, more than 1,000 people died from drug overdoses. It's the highest total in the last 10 years. Deaths involving fentanyl, a powerful opioid, increased by 115% between 2018 and 2019. Fentanyl was involved in 220 drug deaths in 2019. 5 years ago, that number was just 54. Deaths involving meth are also increasing. I'm Esteban Hernandez, Denverite.
Rocky Mountain National Park plans to reopen in phases starting at the end of the month. The plan includes limits on the number of cars and visitors. Park officials propose a permit system with timed entries allowing 4,800 vehicles and 13,000 visitors a day. This is CPR News.